91.3 KXCI Tucson. It's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come down to the station. I sit and talk with them a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Ricky Lira. Hey, Ricky, how's it going?
It's going well, and yourself?
Pretty good. I hear that you're working on the flu. Do you have the flu?
No, I don't have the flu. I'm a junior at the U of A studying chemistry. Ironically enough, I'm working in a biology lab with Dr. Walter Klemecki in the College of Pharmacology and Toxicology.
You're doing biology from a chemist.
From a chemist point of view, exactly.
And what are you doing in that lab?
So we're looking at cells that have been exposed to chronic levels of arsenic, and we're trying to see if there is a correlation between arsenic exposure and susceptibility to the influenza virus. And what I'm working on is trying to inhibit that arsenite-induced susceptibility.
You're like a flu bouncer.
Exactly, right? Just trying to get the flu away.
Watching the door, keeping the flu away. What kinds of cells are you looking at?
We're looking at specifically lung epithelial cells. I'm working with A549 cells and B2B cells.
How's that going?
When I presented at the UBURP conference, my findings weren't so promising as I thought they would be. They didn't show any reverse susceptibility to the virus. So we decided to go ahead and test varying concentration of this inhibitor and then keep a constant viral concentration that we know will kill some cells and see if we can possibly prevent that from happening.
So you're kind of turning up the dial a little bit.
Exactly. Just testing different concentrations of that compound of the inhibitor with constant arsenic exposure and the same amount of cells.
How long till you graduate?
I'm taking an extra year because next fall semester, I'm going to be studying abroad at Florence.
Italy?
Yeah, Florence, Italy. So I can fulfill my general education requirements for my major.
So what's going on in Florence?
I plan to take some courses that teach about the history of the mafia, and I'm kind of excited about that. And then also the sports culture there as well. And so those will fulfill my gen ed requirements.
All right. So then what are you going to do after that?
I have to go to graduate school, and I've been looking into medicinal chemistry lately just because I think that's very interesting. And that's something that I would like to do, be able to go into clinical trials and be able to test new medications that could possibly help patients.
I'm sure that your lab experience has probably influenced that a little bit, huh?
Yeah. I appreciate the biology side, but I definitely want to move more into the chemistry side.
That's awesome, Ricky. Mm-hmm. Do you ever listen to music?
My favorite kinds of music are hip-hop and pop. Well, on the pop side, I'm really liking Halsey right now and G-Eazy, and I like their song Him and I. And then there's Ed Sheeran with Perfect.
Thanks for coming to KXCI, Ricky.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.